It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owensville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owensville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owensville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Yeah, welcome to Bath County High School. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. Tonight, Bath County Wildcats taking on the Estill County Engineers. Bath County comes in, Todd, off a 16-14 season a year ago. Estill County 20-13, respectively. Coach Brian Hall, longtime coach here at Estill County. Bath County's Matthew Perry in his first season. Wildcats have had three coaches in 3 years. And, Todd, you know, it's changing of the roster. It's changing of maybe some stylistic things. It's a new year, and it's a different look. And there's a lot of familiar faces out there with this Bath County roster as we begin this season tonight.
Yeah, some of the changes, coaching staff, some familiar faces in it, but in different places. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, our players, you're missing your leading scorer, your 16th region player of the year, your Mr. Basketball candidate, your school's leading scorer in school history, Mr. All-Do-It-All, and Zach Otis. But, you know, you've got a lot of talent that returned. You've got a couple of the players. You know, coaches really worked hard on getting these guys out. Some of them, you know, weren't going to come out and play basketball. And three of them in particular, I know, wasn't here 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And he's really worked hard. Basically, I wouldn't say begged, but stressed to him, we really need you. And they've came out, they've showed up, and, hopefully they'll be able to give some good minutes to this team.
Well, the best high school basketball recruiting is done within your school. And you've got to be able to get your own players to come out and play. And, you know, there's some questions about some players. Are they going to be eligible? We won't get into that. But Bath County's got an interesting roster. It's been sort of the talk of Twitter or X or whatever it is now. But, you know, there is some questions, you know, who's going to be on this roster come 2 or 3 weeks from now. But right now, the roster that we have is the roster that we have. And that's what we're going to roll out there. And it's a competitive bunch. And when I look at the game these two teams played against each other last year in Berea in the Bill Smallwood Classic, the Wildcats beat the Engineers 67-59. Zach Otis had 31. But Montana Brashear had 15. Roosus had 10. Sorrow had 7. Jay Smith had 4. And if you also factor into it, the Benton kid from Estill County's gone too, and he averaged 17, and he was their best all-around player a year ago. So you're looking at two rosters that lose the player at the top, but Estill County returns that number 2, 3, and 4 player. They return their top three rebounders. All three of Rydell, Rose, and Maybriar stand 6'3 and 6'4, so they're going to be able to board. They're going to be able to shoot. They're going to be able to create their own shot, and they've played together for a long time. So Bath County is going to counteract that with Montana Brashear, Taylen Sorrow, two leading scorers from a year ago that returned. Jay Smith, a good scorer. Braden Roosis. You're going to mix in Chase Robinson. You're going to have Eli McCarty to guard. You know, you're going to have those familiar faces that have played with each other a long time together. But it'll be interesting to see with the new coaching staff exactly how things work out here in this early going. So it's Bath County and Estill County. We're going to head back to the studio for a couple minutes. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball here on WKCA.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back as our pregame show continues here on WKCA, your home of the Wildcats and Lady Cats. Lady Cats victorious last night, 61-46. And Todd, it was a good start for Coach Collier and a really experienced roster. The girls are getting a year older and played really well together. Boys are looking to do the same with a tough challenge here tonight on their home floor against Estill.
Absolutely. You know, this is an Estill County team. I mean, their coach has been there for a couple of years. So, he's got an established program. He's got kids that are familiar with how he runs the program, what he wants, his expectations, how he sets up practices and all of that, which can really, really fuel a team. I mean, once you kind of get used to what the coach is expecting and wanting and all that, it makes it a lot easier. This is a Bath County career. You had Bart Williams and you had Steve Wright, and then now you've got Matthew Perry. I mean, so we're kind of going through that carousel. We went through that before. And then, you know, even some of them had, you know, Coach Williams before that. So, I mean, you're looking at that coaching carousel that we've seen time and time again out of this Bath County Boys program. You know, it can't get that longevity. Coaches sticking around and staying, you know, 10-plus years, you know, 30 years, like, you know, some of them, when you look back in the records, it's just not there anymore. And it's not just Bath County. It's all the programs. I mean, sometimes you just don't get coaches to stick. They're always looking for that bigger, better opportunity. And, you know, Bath County is a small school, so it makes it tough to get those players.
Well, and if you're going to get on a coaching carousel, I'm going to say this. If you're going to get on one, let's get on one with about 1,800 wins, because that's kind of what we've done here.
Yeah.
You've got, you know, Coach Williams had a very, very decorated career as a head coach. And, you know, in the 15th region and in the 16th region with Bath County, Coach Wright, you know, he had a state championship under his belt. He made numerous, regional championship appearances and championships. And you know, and Coach Perry, you know, he's played in the state tournament. He's won regions at Morgan County. You know, he has had some of the better teams that have come through this region in the last 20 years. And, you know, he had a successful run as an assistant coach these last couple of years. So him getting the itch and getting back into it, you know, we know what we've got with him. And I had a junior pro practice the other night that was sort of on the coattails of the high school practice out of Crossroads the week they had the volleyball tournament here. And he was really working his team hard. You know, they were getting late in the process. You know, he was wanting them to work on some stuff and then actually work on execution to get things done. And, you know, so it's a chore. And, yes, you would love to have a coach here for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. It's really not a thing now. You know, there's a lot of turnover. You're right, there's opportunities. There's a lot of stuff that goes into coaching that isn't out on a hardwood or out on the grass. And, you know, these head coaches are about this year. What can we do this year? I want to put the best product on the floor. If they have me back next year, you know, it's a little known fact. These teachers and coaches are not all on 10-year contracts. They're going year to year. And, you know, if they get renewed next year, they're back. And that's, you know, that's kind of the same with the coaching positions. at the school level. And Coach Perry's looking to come in and do the best this year and hopefully be here a long time. But he's definitely decorated. He runs a good program. And if you go back into history, Todd, I know you know this better than anybody, he's a pressing coach. He's a cutting, man-to-man, flex, cut, offense, movement, movement. When his teams are playing the best, they're outrunning you, they're in better condition than you. And there's several of these players on this backhand team that are going to really fit that well. And all of our big guys are on the floor. So even when you're 4 and 5 can score in transition, that's when his teams are working at peak efficiency.
You know, it kind of gets back into like what Coach Collier was talking about last night. In kind of was our opening arguments, you know, he said the faster we play, you know, the easier it is. You know, if we're not having to set up into an offense, getting set in a defense and grind it out, he says once we can get up and down the floor, he said it limits your mistakes. And it really does, because you're not thinking, you're reacting and doing. And it makes things so much easier going into that ballgame. As far as your Ira Kuhlman opening arguments tonight, Matt Kenny's just got to come out, home crowd, play well. I'll turn the basketball over and do what Coach wants them to do, play a tough defense.
Who do we lean on? And we're going to be put in positions tonight. There's probably going to be some adversity. We may fall behind early. We've got a really experienced Estill County team that's able to drop 10 on you immediately. How do you respond? Who do you go to get those points? Is Taylor going to be able to become more of a scorer? Is Montana Brashear going to be a more mature player and be able to score more effectively this year? Are the role players going to do their part? Those things are all important, and you got to handle it against these good Estill County guards.
As we got balls stuck on both sides of the rims, or on the both sides of the goals, as they're going to get those out. We're going to take this opportunity. We're going back to studio here, word from some sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Warm-Up right here on WKCA. Returning courtside in a couple of minutes.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell. The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs. No, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? Call 674-6979.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
And come see Carla Bowling every Monday for your free Medicare review.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Welcome back here. Bath County High School starting lineups being announced out there currently for Estill County. But it looks like they're going to go with a couple of guards, a couple of forwards, and a center. Your two guards are going to be Cheney and Shaw. Your two forwards, Rose and Maybeer. And then your center will be Riddle. So three of their four returning players from last season in the starting lineups. A Shaw wears number two for Estill County. For Bath County, you've got, looks like they're going with the two-guard, three-forward look. Sorrell will be one of your guards, along with Eli McCarty. Then you're going to go with the three-forward look. Montana Brashear, Jay Smith, getting a starting nod, I believe the first time in his career, Chase Robinson.
Yeah. And, you know, we talked about in our opening arguments, you know, we want to limit those turnovers. And Bath County needs to lean on some scorers in some adverse situations, because there are going to be spots in this game where you're going to need that open jump shot. Jay Smith made a lot of jumpers last year for this team. Eli McCarty gave Beth Kennedy some really good minutes. You know, Montana and Talon are, you know, they're proven scorers at this level. And Robinson, a lot of people don't know about his game. He's a set shooter, and he can score points. And he's going to give this team a lift when it comes to offense. So Bath County's going to be moving right to left. Estill County wearing those blacks. Bath County wearing their whites.
As jumping and step it up, looks like it'll be Rose. And for sure, carrying her such a nice game, Patrick Armitage.
Thanks, Todd. Rose stands in there at 6'4". Their three leading rebounders are back. As the ball is fought for at midcourt, Smith jumps in and ties up.
A re-jump.
And we're going to have a re-jump. We'll try it again. That comes backcourt of McCarty and Sorrell. They're really going to have their hands full with these quick Estill County guards. Pretty good officiating crew on hand this evening. The ball's controlled by Estill County. They're moving left to right.
Walking. Interesting. Bath County had all their players on their on Estill County's side of the court. Nobody on their side.
Cheney gets the ball over to Rose. Now top the key to Rydell. Wide open cutting. Basket by Cheney. That's easy to.
Nobody home. Just a nice cut. Look for a lot of pass, catch, cut.
Yes, and that's what Bath County wants to do on our end, but you're going to give some of those up too. Smith has it out to Brashear, top of the key. Fake the three, decides to take his guy off the bounce. McCarty, corner, fake the three, top of the key to Smith. He gives the ball faking, goes back to McCarty. Eli picks up his dribble, top of the key to Robinson. Left side, three. No good by Montana Brashear. Rebound by Sorrell, puts it back up. No good. Rebound spot for him, pulled out of there by Estill. They save it back in safely to Maybriar as he dribbles up the floor at the 7:04 mark. His team leading by a score of 2-0. Into the post, nice shot up to the basket by Rydell. Drop step, easy two, make it 4-0 Estill. Thought that was a little bit too easy.
Actually, both of us, what kind of baskets have been?
Yeah, and, you know, when they get it that deep, you've got post players are good with the drop step, and you've got to be able to muscle them up. Smith has it out to Sorrell. Taylor puts down a few dribbles, gets it to the elbow. Now over to Brashear, to the corner to Robinson, fakes the three. Back out to McCarty. Estill County backing their man-to-man up. It's almost like a zone because they're matching up out of it. But they're just really laxing it. They're letting them have some jump shots. Montana takes his guy off the bounce, no good on a layup. Rebound on the play by Maybriar. Getting it into the front court is Cheney. And they shoot a three on the left wing that is no good. That shot was missed by Maybriar. Rebound played by the Cats. Walking it up is McCarty. He gets it into the hands of Brashear. 6 minutes, 2 minutes in this game, back came without a bucket, and here's a turnover. Estill County comes away with the basketball. Cheney up the floor to Maybriar. Back to Cheney. He gets it over on the right-hand side of the floor into the hands of Schott. Jumper 15 feet is up, and it is good. Give two more points for Rose. And Todd, it's a timeout by Bath County. We're down 6-0. It's a 30 that we'll keep here. All Estill County early going. I've seen movies like this. You had a feeling they come out cold just because of circumstances. Bath County's got to figure out where to go on the offensive end of the floor. It's been stale. We've had trouble finding the open player. This is where you've got to figure out where you're going to go with this basketball to just have that calming force of some points.
Bath County's put up the same amount of shots as Estill County. Estill County's made three shots. They've attempted three. Bath County's attempted three, made zero. So, I mean, it's not like Bath County's not getting looks at the basket and decent looks. Estill County, a little easier looks right.
As Gary Ramey would say, Q1. Quality shots. Who's got them? And so far, Bath County has not had the quality shots as Estill County has had. Estill County shooting layups. Bath County shooting contested shots, falling away from the basket, or shooting jumpers with hands in their face. So right now, the ball movement's, you know, check mark in the box for Estill County. Bath County's got to do a better job of it. So this dead ball is going to give Estill County a chance to set up their full court pressure, which is something Coach Brian Hall has used as a staple. You know, he lost in the district championship last year to Powell County, then lost to a 28-4 state tournament Hazard team in the region. So this Estill County team has been there. They're missing 17 points in their starting lineup last year. Smith has it out top. Jason nearly has it stolen away from him. He gets it back to Brashear, top of the key. 5.5 to go here in the second, or in this first half from Owingsville.
Rose a pitcher for Estill.
He plays a position. I'm not sure if he's a pitcher, but they're all good multi-sport players. We got rained out with him last year as Brashear nearly with the travel. Gives it top of the key to McCarty. Now back over to the right-hand side of the floor to Smith. Sorrell, three in the corner, is good. And that's what you got to do. Where are you going to get it? And there's three right there from Palin. So it's 6-3. Bath County cuts this lead in half here on our home floor. Here's a pass down to the baseline. Shot is no good. Good job defensively by Jay Smith as he partially deflected the shot by Riddell. Now top of the key to Montana. Brashear has it top of the key. Looks to take his guy off the bounce. Smith, corner, three, left wing. Got it. We are tied at 60. So Bath County, after falling down 6-0, has tied this game 6-6. Here's a pass over on the wing. Rose, three on its way. No good. Big kicker. Eli gets it. Bath County out of the timeout on a 6-0 run of her own. Crossing midcourt stripe here is the senior. Bath County point guard back out top of the key to Brashear. Now back to Eli. Setting up the show here at 4:20 to go here in this first quarter of play. Smith hits the deck. Ball goes out of bounds. It's touched last by Jays. That's a grinding matchup with he and Rydell. Two big guys, two big body guys. And, you know, Rydell has a little bit of size advantage, but Jace really fighting him hard there.
I think he got to the supper table a time or two before Jace.
Right.
But other than that, I mean,
it's a good.
Jace has got better hair.
It's a good match for him. He does. True. Now top of the basketball shot into the paint, knifing his way, and he travels. Just a little too much dribbling, trying to contort his body and get a shot off.
I think he was hoping there was going to be a little more contact, and Bath kind of, I wouldn't say laxed off, but they softened up for sure.
The scouting report on him, he's a lot like Jolly from Fleming County. He doesn't do a lot of shooting. He does everything off the bounce. Montana coast to coast, misses a shot, but he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two. Hard contact there. It looks like it's on Rose. Yep. It's his first, game's first.
The one thing that Davey and I had to remember last night, 5 fouls in a quarter goes to a double.
Gotcha.
So on the fifth foul, you go to two shots.
Is that a high
and it resets each quarter. Yep, it resets each quarter.
That's a lot less free throws. I think we go quick foul. Second one's good. But that's a true penalty. As the ball is passed over on the right-hand side of the floor, two shot. He's picked up man-to-man by Eli. Nice job defensively by the Cats. Here's a pass out to the top of the key. It's amazing how much better Bath County's playing out of this timeout.
You reckon he's related to Marge?
He didn't admit it, but he was. There's a steal by Robinson stepping in the passing lane. Coming back right to left is Bath County. Top of the key is Taylen Sarr. Gets his guy in the paint, and we've got a foul on Estill. That's a good senior move. Sorrell just really getting a foul there out of nothing. You know, he locked horns with a player and he gets rewarded here with a foul.
Basically made Chaney fouling.
Right. Caught him off balance. Taylen gets it in just before the 5 second count. Top of the key to Smith. Fakes the three. Now to Robinson. Over to McCarty. Eli puts down a dribble. Needs some help. Now Montana out top. Robinson steps up to get it on the left wing. Now to Sorrell. Fakes the three. Out to Smith. 3:15 to go here in this first quarter. Bath County slowing it down, having a good possession of flex cutting. Guys getting open. Looking to go back door. Montana jumper 15 is no good off the back iron. Rebound on the play by Maybrier. He averaged 6 rebounds a game last year. Rose coast to coast missed the layup. Gets it back. And we've got a rebounding foul in Bath County. So not only did we nearly give wide of a layup, give another shot. And that foul's on Jay Smith. He's on the floor.
So luckily.
It's going to be a trigger foul here for Estill. They look to get it in. And there's another foul on Jay. So two fouls in about 3 seconds.
You know, who do you come with here?
Good question.
You got your senior Smith.
It's Roussis, too.
Yep.
So Braden Roussis. And that's a good sub to come with because you've got experience. Braden had a really good season last year. It was underrated the year he had. Free throw number was good. He battled a high ankle sprain last year. As Smith comes out, Roussis in. 2:55 to go here in this first quarter. 7-7.
He did pretty good on the heel for his baseball team, I understand, too.
Yep. Very proficient first baseman. Became an even better hitter last year. He really worked hard on his game. And he's put in about 8 good baseball weeks with me over these last 2 weeks. Or over these last 2 months, rather. As the free throw is good. It's 8-7, Estill. Roussis needs some help and finally gets it in. His brother Preston has been playing some varsity as well. He's out with an ankle sprain. There's Robinson with the basketball over to Sorrell. Back out to Robinson. Takes the three.
McCarty three.
Yeah, McCarty misses the three. Long kicker of a rebound. Just pulled out there by Arvin, who's in the game. They kick it across Nice fake by Rose. Takes it in. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound the play. Donald Carter. Coach Hall was wanting a foul. He did not get the call. Here's a pass down to Roosis on the baseline. Good passer is Braden, too. Has it the block. Needs some help. Puts up the shot, and it's blocked out of there. Good job defensively by Rydell. Roosis hits the deck after it. In the backcourt, they've got numbers back the other way. Here's a three on its way. No good by Maybrier. Rebound on the play by Rose. Nice job of kicking into a teammate. Shot under the basket, laying it up and good. They just had the edge on every pass there. Bath County was having trouble catching up with the good ball movement by Esther County. So the score's 10-7. Bath County trailing by three. And here's a foul from behind. His shot runs into Sorrell, and Sorrell hits the deck hard.
Tripping was the call.
So Bath County's Brashear will trigger. Out high with the basketball, Sorrell. Back to Brashear. And on top to McCarty. Chase Robinson catches it on the wing. He gives it up left side to Taylor. Now to Eli. Over to Montana. Has it at the elbow. Good job defensively there by SOK. They're just eliminating any bouncing to the basket. It's just not happening. Inside to Robinson. Turnaround hook shot is up and no good. Hand in his face. Rebound the play by Estel as they come back the other way with it. Ball's in the hands of Cheney. Now to Arvin. Now Rose. Maybrier three left wing. Good. Basketball game of runs, as they say. Estel County in the midst of one. 13-7. Engineers back out ahead here in Owingsville. Here's a pass over on the right-hand side of the floor to Brashear. Montana looks to take his guy off the dribble. Picks up his dribble. Now needs some help. Passes over to Roosis. Ball goes out of bounds. They're saying it was touched last by Estel. Now they've changed the call, saying it was touched last by Bath. And we're going to have sub back the other way. Smith comes in replacing Roosis. 49 seconds to go here in the first. But Todd, it's been all Estel here. Out of that timeout, you know, they had their say after Bath County had their timeout, and that's what good teams do.
In this last 3 minutes, that's kind of the way it's been. It's been all Estel. You know, Mayberry's got 9 of their 13 points.
Yep. And he's been open on most of them, too. We got to get out and get a hand in his face. You know, the team knows that Rose is so dangerous. But, man, there's other guys that can score, too. Maybrier has it on the wing. Out to Arvin. Puts down a few dribbles in front of Eli McCarty. Now here's a little jumper in the lane that is no good. That shot was missed by Cheney. Rebound to play Brashear. 25 seconds. Plenty of time for Bath County to get it up before and get a look. Robinson has it down the baseline. Scoop shot's no good. Pulled out there by Estel. Up the floor wide open. Maybrier. Coast-to-coast layup is good. 15-7. 11 seconds to go here in this first quarter of play. Getting it is Brashear. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. He sees the clock. Stops, pops from three at the buzzer. No good. Rebound the play by Estill County, and that's the end of the first period. Our score is 15-7. Bath County trails Estill here at home in the home opener. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball here on WKCA.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
One quarter in the books here from Bath County High School. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits, 15-7. Wildcats trail the Engineers. Bath County with the basketball moving right to left to start this thing. They need to get a good possession or two. Put some points on the board here. Smith has it on the elbow. Turnaround shot is put up and it's blocked. Good job there by Rose. Smith forces his way back. Does not want to take a third foul and he picks it up. Just not a great decision there. You know, you're in a very vulnerable spot. You don't want to give up the layup. And not only did he give it up, he did force the miss, but it's going to be his third foul, Todd. You know, on a night that Bath County isn't blessed with a lot of depth, they're going to be without one of their most experienced players for probably a while.
But, you know, we've seen that in the past. He's kind of that wild card sometimes.
Well, he was frustrated there. I know what happened. He was frustrated at the end of the quarter. He thought he was fouled a couple times. And then, of course, you know, the team's being super aggressive with him, too. And just kind of unfortunate. Rebound the play by Roosters on the free throw. Second one. So it's 16-7. Beth County's hit some shots. Over on the wing is Sorrell. Tailing in the paint with it. Puts up a shot. No good. Four guys around him. It's good swarming post-help defense there by the Engineers. Esther County dribbling it out there with Rylan Brown, who's in the game. He goes over on the left-hand side of the floor to Beckler. As they're really flexing some of their depth here is Estill County. And that's something Bath County's just not going to have this evening. Or at least not by choice. Over on the right-hand side of the floor is Brown. Takes his guy off the dribble. Shot's good. Nice job of using his body and scoring. Rylan Brown, the junior, stands about 5'8 and a half. Ball deflected out of bounds. Bath County will keep it.
And Bradley coming in.
So Bradley comes into the game for Bath County replacing Eli McCarty. The Wildcats needing some ball handling. Bradley handled by pretty well in the JV game, and it was a close game for a while, and then Esther County really put some space between those two teams in it. As here's a pass over on the wing to Roosus. Braden gives the basketball up to Taylor and back to Braden. Now top of the key to Bradley, then moving around. Robinson comes out and gets it. Good ball movement, really going nowhere with it. Bruce is top of the key. Now to Robinson. Three-point shot for Taylor, top of the key, in and out, no good. Rebound the play by Maybriar. They look up the floor to Rose. Nothing happening. He kicks it back out. Three for Brown. It's short. Rebound the play by Robinson. 18-7. Bath County still trailing. Walking up the floor. Here's Montana Brashear. Into the paint. Laying it up. No good. He'll go to the line for two.
Bath County shot 16% in that first quarter compared to 50% for Estill County. But rebounding battle is not pretty. 12-4.
Todd, you're supposed to tell us to put our hands over our ears before you say something like that.
I didn't say that they had two more steals.
16%. Two blocks. First free throw is no good. We'll get another. He was on a bunch of shots, too. So Bath County will get another free throw here with Brashear, who's 0-1. Five on the floor for the Cats. Bradley and Sarah are your guards. And up front, you've got Robinson, Brashear, and Reese's. As they sort out the lanes here for the second free throw. It's good by Brashear, making 1-2. Scores 18-8. Cats trail by 10. Estill County in transition. They're wanting to score quickly. Bath County does a good job of getting back and stopping it. Here's a pass inside to the big fella right up. Turnaround is no good. Rebound play by Bradley. And he's tied up. And it's going to be Estill County basketball. So that works out the same as a turnover, which actually it is. So Bradley got the board. But Estill County being super aggressive, they step in there and get it back. So looking to trigger is Estill County. They get it into Brown from Cheney. Now they move it around, shot back to Cheney. He's checked up out top there. Massaro, he'll take his guy off the dribble. Kicks it over, wing three on its way. In and out, no good. Estill County gets the rebound, going back up. With a second chance here is Beckler. He decides to kick it out to a teammate. Cheney stops, pops three, top of the key, got it. 21-8. Saul crosses the midcourt stripe with it. Now gives it the basketball to Brashear. Now we're on the left wing to Bradley. And here's a steal. They tried to get it to the pass to Sorrell. And stepping in the pass lane is stealing the try it out. Taking his guy off the dribble. The shot. 3-point shot out top of Cheney. He hit it again. 24-8. Esper County has tripled up the Bath County Wildcats. It's a full timeout. We're going to take one, too. 4:48 to go here in the second quarter. It is all Esper County. We'll be back.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bath County trailing Estill County here with 4:48 to go in the second quarter. Bath County's home opener. Ball's inbounded by Brashear off the back of Schott, the Estill County player. He's able to get it in on his own up the floor. So pretty crafty move there.
Cover your ears. 14-1 run for Estill County over the last 6 minutes.
Yeah. we won't listen to that noise. But it has. It's been all Estill County. Give him credit. Jumper by Sorrell's no good. Rebound pulled out there by the big fella. That's Rydell. He leads him in that department over on the wing to Brown. And they're playing a couple JV kids in here that's buying them some time, Todd. And they're kind of flexing their depth. As here's a traveling violation on Casey Cheney, the junior out top. Coach Hall, like I said, you know, they lost to a state tournament team last year. You know, it was a 28-4 hazard team that they lost to. So it wasn't like, you know, they didn't play a strong schedule. Bath County beat them last year. Zach had 31 in that game, as we talked about in the pregame. If you're just joining us,
it's a very physical game, too. I watched it.
Well, that's the game that there was a couple below-the-belt shots. And because I remember the boys passing those videos around. And, you know, it was super physical. And not a lot of stuff was called in the Berea Classic, which I'm sure you can't expect. If you're playing with the Igloo, you're not going to get any calls. As here is a pass up before from Estill on a Bath County turnover. Roosters with a foul. He blocks the shot, but he's going to send Ryland Brown, the junior, to the free throw line. Ryland went in for a layup. That pretty good job of recovery there by Roosters, but he was open for a while and forces the foul. So a chance for a couple here from the charity stripe for the Engineers. Free throw is up and good. We have several connections with Estill County. You go back to the old 40th District days, Todd, the old 10th Region days. You know, it's a time that this, you know, I go back and think of all the district and region games that we had with this team. And this used to be your way of getting to the region, was beating Estill, because Montgomery was good at times and Clark County was unstoppable at times. And there was a lot of years we drew Estill and could beat him, a lot of years we couldn't. So it's a bittersweet feeling when you're playing these teams that your parents, your grandparents, they were really locked in with this opponent years ago. Because there's a traveling violation. Now Estill County's in a faraway land in the 14th region.
Who did we have at the free throw line there a minute ago?
Was it shot? He was shot on that end. He had a shot.
He made a ball.
Yes, here is a nice play by Cheney up top, and he's fouled going through the lane. Roos has got him. Brashear got him. They're going to call it on Brashear. Both of them hit him. It's 26-8. Coach Perry is trying to figure out his roster here, and, you know, it's a work in progress for sure. And until you get some games, on tape, it's going to be hard to make adjustments. As there's a free throw at the free throw line. He took it to the basket, crossed over, and scored easily. And that shot for an easy two. So 28-8 now. Out top with the ball is Saul. They move it over to Brashear. Has it knocked out of his hands? It's going to stay with Bath County. So 2:49 to go in this first half. And here's a throwaway. McCarty and Brashear just on different pages. One wasn't looking.
I don't even know for sure they had the same book open.
No. No. Not on the same page. Wildcats back on defense. Essex County skip pass across the D. Shot has it. Rose inside, puts it up, no good. Gets his own board, goes back up again, scores. So 30-8, 2:25 to go in this first half. Brashear gives it up to Roussis. Back to Brashear, back to Roussis. Braden kicks it to McCarty. Eli kicks it over to Robinson. His three is up from the left wing. Is no good. Rebound to play by Braden. Puts it back up and in and one. And that's what Bethany needs, is a little shot in the arm. As Roussis will have a chance for a three-point play. The score is now 30-10. So substitution here. Estill County's coming back in with Arvin, as he's going to give the starting point guard shot a breather. This free throw is good by Roussis. So 30-11 is our score. Bath County trailing. 2:04 to go here in this first half of play. Estill County's Cheney has out top. He's picked up man-to-man there by Sorrell. Here's a three from Maybrier, and it's good. The time that's right over the outstretched hands of Robinson. Not a lot he could do there. Just a good shot. Sorrell loses it off his knee out of bounds against the pressure. And the ball goes out of bounds. So 33-11 with 1:42 to go. Here is a pass out top of King to the hands of Cheney. And they move it down low to the baseline. Maybrier, open three. That one's no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Actually, the save back inbounds. And we've got a travel on Esker County. Back then he's going to get the possession with 1:25 to go in the first half. Todd, we'll need a halftime speech.
Sure.
We'll need you to give it.
I was going to, but... I don't think they'd like what I was going to say.
You were hoping we were ahead. It'd be a lot easier, wouldn't it? Roussis gets a pass down low, and it's deflected. Stolen away from Bowling. And here's an offensive foul the other way. Esther kind of a little out of control with it. As Allen Bowling in the game got his first touch. Good job by Roussis there taking the charge.
Allen's still trying to get back in sorts. I mean,
yeah.
He just came joined the team a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
A
couple of days ago. And, you know, they need him. You know, we're not sure who the final roster is going to be, but he was a guy that was playing some significant minutes, if you recall, last year. He was playing some JV, but he got in there and played some varsity and was good in games. I remember that EKC, he was one of our better post players. 57 seconds to go here in this second quarter of play.
And the region, he was doing good.
Yes. And Sorrell steps over the midcourt stripe. That's an over and back violation. Bath County will take over on defense, give Estill County a possession. 51.9 seconds to go, trailing. Bath County trailing, that is, 33-11. So the ball is inbounded to Cheney. He's picked up man-to-man by Sorrell as Talon forces him left. Shot has it taken away by Eli McCarty as Eli crosses the midcourt stripe. And there's a bump out there. And Caden Arvin is called for the personal foul. So no bonus. Bath County takes it back over on the offensive. 36 seconds to go in the first half. Sorrell in the lane. Shots up. Bouncing. No good. Okay, just can't get anything to fall. Rebound on the play by Rydell. He gets up the shot. Coast to coast lefty layup is good. 35-11, 20 seconds to go first half. Roussis gets it inbounds to Robinson. Needs some help. Gets it back to Roussis. Braden crosses the midcourt stripe with these guards need to come back and help. Roussis has his pocket picked. Back the other way is Cheney. Picks up his dribble. Got a shot. 1 second. The clock expires, and the shot is missed there from three. A shot, but we reached halftime. Score 35-11, Bath County trailing Estill here in Owingsville. I'm sure this will be a very colorful conversation Coach Perry has with his team at halftime. So once again, Bath County trailing big here at home. We'll head back to the studio for a couple minutes. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball here on WKCA.
If I told you adding BioRed Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioRed Plus products or BioRed Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioRed.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Welcome back to Bath County High School Gymnasium. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits, and shortly it'll be the special needs camp in Kentucky, and their dancers will be out here at halftime. They performed in Montgomery County last night. They are a very special group, and we are excited to have them for our halftime entertainment. They're back to being the Sharks. Under the tutelage of the Harvey girls and several other people that have really worked hard to put this group together. So they're going to be our halftime entertainment. Todd's getting some stats together. The first half was rough. If you're a Bath County fan, we know you probably are. If you're tuning in to us on WKCA or our app at WKCARadio.com, we truly appreciate you tuning us in. Coach Brian Hall's team, the Estill County Engineers, they were 20-13 last year. Bath County's team was 16-14 last year. Quite a bit has changed. As Todd talked about in the pregame, Zach Otis's 27 points are no longer here. His leadership, his ability to shot make, you know, all those things. He makes us all better. You know, to not have him on the floor after him being so effective for his career here in Owingsville, it's a big void. Estill County's missing their leading scorer from last year as well. Benton averaged 17 points a game, but they returned three really, really good players in Rydell, Rose, and Maybriar. Those have been the kids that have led them here this evening in four or five statistical categories that we'll get to here momentarily. Bath County lost last year to Lewis County in the regional tournament after defeating Round County and falling to Fleming County in the district. Estill County defeated Lee County, lost to Powell County in the district championship, then lost to Hazard, the eventual state champion state tournament representative, out of that 14th region, who finished up 28-4. So both these two teams played really good schedules last year. Both have really strong schedules this year. Both have really decorated coaches that have had success. Todd, it's just been all Estill County. You've got to give them credit. The roster that they've returned is ready and primed for prime time. Bath County, not so much yet. And I'm not saying we can't be, because the Wildcats can get it together and have a really good season. But tonight, it was just not there in that first half.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you start out in the first half, you got a team shooting 54% from the floor. Doesn't help. Estill County, 13 of 24 for 54%, 4 and 9 behind the arc, 44%, and made 83% of their free throws, 5 of 6. They were led in scoring by Rose with 14 points, 5 boards, and a block. 6 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals for Cheney. Also, Schott has 6 points, 3 points, 4 boards for Maybear. 2 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks for Rydell. 2 points, 2 rebounds for Arvin. 2 points for Brown. And Beckler played for Estill County and pulled down a rebound. On Bath County side of things, 14% from 4, 322. They made 25% behind the arc, 2 of 8, and 3 of 5 from the charity stripe for 60%. They were co-led scoring by 3 players. Sarl, Smith, and Brake versus Olive chipped in with 3 points apiece. Roosus has 2 rebounds to go along with his 3 points. No rebounds for Smith and a rebound for Sarl. 3 rebounds, the leading rebounder is actually Eli McCarty. Two boards for Chase Robinson, no points. Bashir has 2 points and a rebound. And also two boards for Eli Bradley, who came in there. That kind of only went with seven players, only with a short stint in there. But that, you know, this was just, you know, all Estill. They came out. They've got a great game plan and just really working hard against Bath County. But 54% versus 14%. Bath County's got to get some more shot attempts and got to get them the ball. You know, they attempted 22 shots. Estill County attempted only 24, but it's the steals, the blocks, and the turnovers that really hurt Bath County.
Well, and, you know, as we look at the second half and what it's going to entail, as the crowd gives this group a really big ovation, the Special Needs Camp of Kentucky and everything they do, these kids are really, really important to our high school. They're important to Montgomery County High School. You know, they not only are these kids here, but they do it at every little local venue that I think they did in Clark County last year too. So you know, they got representatives of all these different counties. There's some Menifee County kids there, and it's a special thing in Round County as well. But Todd, you know, the halftime conversation has got to be to the point, and I'm sure you know, Coach Matthew Perry, he's seen this rodeo, he's been to this movie, you know, whatever the case is, he's been here. So he's got to get them to come out in the second half and not give up. And we're not asking you to come out and outscore your opponent by 24 points. We're asking you to come out and show that you've got some heart. And if Bath County comes out and plays hard in the second half and loses this game, it's not the end of the world. But if we come out in the second half and quit, that's where you're teetering on, you know, where are we at as a team. So right now it's all about effort. And this would not be the first time that a team with a new roster, a new coach, came out and did not perform really well. It's not all, you know, not everybody's Tubby Smith's 99 cats. You know, you're going to have some growing pains, especially when you got some new faces in new places. And that's kind of where we are right now. And some of the things I liked in the first half, our ball handling was pretty good with some of our non-ball handlers, if that makes any sense at all. I thought Braden Roosters handled it really well. Jay Smith handled the ball well when he got opportunities. Robinson, he's a sure ball handler, and I wasn't sure about that because we haven't seen him do anything except stand and clap and shoot threes in JV and make them. So we haven't seen a lot of that other stuff. And to see those guys be able to bounce it, and I think Montana Brashear has a lot of pressure on him as a ball handler this year too. He really hasn't had to do that because Taylor and Zach did it for years, and I was happy with that. Now, what I was not as happy with, our ball movement was bad, and we just didn't cut. You know, guys were standing around, and I felt like as the score got more one-sided, it continued to get worse, and I think that's something's got to be fixed.
You know, when you were talking about them not cutting, you're exactly right. They were moving, but they weren't cutting towards the basket. They weren't cutting across the defense. They were moving in a circle around the arc. It was like, you know, the carousel on the outside. They have one player flash through, and then everybody just kind of move around the outside. I don't know if that's what Coach Perry was wanting, but I've seen enough of his couple of scrimmages and his practices. I don't believe that's really what he was wanting. When he's saying, I want you to touch the ball and move, he's meaning cut through the lane, cut into the paint, cut across the court, not go around this outside of the arc and just make a circle. That's essentially what they were doing. One would run the baseline and come to this corner, and they would just rotate themselves around. And, you know, you'd have one or two that would kind of pass and cut through. But for the most part, everybody was wanting to stand out here to jack threes.
Well, and I don't want to sit up here and act like I'm some guru, but I am a student of the game, and I played the game. If you're going to dribble the basketball, you need to dribble with a purpose. And if you're going to use that bounce, and that comes from every tree. That comes from the Tex Winter tree. That comes from the, you know, the triangle offense tree. That comes from the cut Princeton tree. Any flex offense that you're running, if you're going to dribble it in the half court, you've got to dribble it with a purpose. Are you going to the basket? Are you, you know, if not, let's move it. And then you move. You know, that's part of it. And a lot of our guys are kind of standing around. And Estill County picked up on it. Man, they split a lot of pass lanes. And they were able to turn D into O. And when that's happening, they've got numbers. They were shooting threes in transitions. They transitioned, and they made a couple of them. You know, they're just a good team right now. And Bath County's finding themselves. And I think at some point we'll be all right. But right now, it's come out, and what, are we going to battle? And are we going to fight a little bit here? And we'll see.
Let's hope so. You know, and one of the things, and I said it to one of the little middle schooler kids last night, the boys team was having a basketball game, and they were out there warming up. The other team hadn't got there yet. One of the kids was, for lack of a better term, just throwing the kind of at the basket. And I looked at him, and I said, listen, I said, when you're shooting, look at your target. Look at what you're wanting to hit. He said, well, I was just trying to hit the backboard. And I said, well, I don't care if you're just trying to hit the backboard. Look at it. I mean, he wasn't even looking at it. So sometimes you've got to have a purpose of what you're doing and exactly when you're dribbling, even when you're shooting the ball.
Beth Kenny, we'll have the basketball start the second half of play. Once again, we aren't home. 35-11 is a halftime score. Beth Kenny trailing big to a pretty good Estill County team. Smith gets it on the post. Wildcats just need to take it a possession at a time and just gradually get back to respectability, as there is a foul as Taylen Sorrell takes it to the basket. He's bumped, and he'll go to the free throw line for two.
Sometimes you've got to, you know, see the ball go through the hoop, kind of get your bearings right. You know, Taylen's only got 3 points. He's a better scorer than 3 points.
Well, and sometimes the free throw line can be what the doctor ordered. As Taylen misses that one, he will get a second. But he's going to have so much pressure on him this year, I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Second free throw is good. You know, he's an experienced player. And, you know, he's going to have opportunities to have some big scoring outputs. But he's also going to be able to garner that attention from defenses every night. As there is an and-one opportunity taken to the basket by Casey Cheney. And he's bumped on his way up as he'll get a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. So 37-12. Shots up and good. 38-12. 7.5 to go here in this third quarter play. As Montana Brashear walks it up across the midcourt stripe. Gets around his guy, takes it to the basket, no good. How did he miss that? He gets the board as Robinson. His putback is no good. Two pretty good looks at it. Both of them jumped out. And there is great transition basketball as Maybriar was the trailing player, standing 6'3". It's kind of like a gazelle, catches and puts it in the hoop. 7:05 to go here in this third quarter of play, 40-12. McCarty passes left wing to Brashear. Here's a look down low, wide open. Smith put up and no good. He'll go to the free throw line for two. Jace snuck in behind his defender. So we're going to call that foul on Cheney. He went back door on Rydell. Rydell just didn't recover. Jace makes the free throw. He will get a second.
I wonder if they're purposely not telling who's the foul's on, or is it because the scorebook's over here to the right and they don't know?
Good question.
You know, maybe that's one of Coach Perry's things. You know, hey, let's not announce it so they don't know either.
It's a strategy. Second free throw is good. Here's a pass down low to Rydell. Jason made them both. Three-point shot made by top of the key. Good. Boy. 43-14.
Smith got it out there on the wing.
As here's a pass out top to Saul. 3 point shots up, no good off the back iron, and we've got an over the back foul pushing by Smith.
That's four.
And, you know, per the time he's been out there, Jace has been really good. He's done some good things, but he's just been the bad place. As here is a push. And it's an offensive foul on Estill County.
So Charles seems like he gets one of those about every game.
Yeah, I mean, he gets right in your business, and you're trying to get away from him. And when you extend those hands to push as an offensive player, they're going to call that foul on you every time. Charles looking just before the five gets into Robinson. Now to Brashear. Over to McCarty. 3 point shot deep behind the arc. It's good. 43-17. Once again, Bethany just trying to get it back respectable. Near steal out top there by Taylen. Pass over to Maybriar. Threes up. Bouncing. No good. Rebound to play. by Sorrell. He gets to the front court, tries to give a pass down to Bowling. Goes out of bounds. They're saying it's touched last by the Cats. Estill did not get a paw on it. As here is a pass beyond the defense. Shots up and good. Rose an easy two, and that's just Bethany not getting back in transition. Then Rose deflects one out of bounds. And Todd, this is one of those teams you can see them getting dangerous by the end of the year. I mean, they're making mistakes as Estill County, and they're still completely dominating this game. But they just play so well together. I mean, it's
almost like they've played together for a while.
It's apparent that they've had this group together for a long time. And here is McCarty in the backcourt. Good job defensive there by Schott, just forcing him to have to make a good solid pass and put down good fundamental dribbles, or he's going to take it away from you. Bowling catches at the free throw line. Back out to Brashear. Ball's on the deck, picked up by Sorrell. Tailing at the elbow. 3-point shot's on its way. Good. 45-20. Bath County calls a timeout. That's it to 25. And we're going to take one as well. So 5:13 to go in the third. Bath County trailing by 25 points. We'll be back after these words to the KCA.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
.5:13 to go here in this third quarter, 45-20. Bath County made a three-point hoop with Taylen Sorrell. Coach Matthew Perry calls a timeout to try to get some momentum out of the break. And here's an offensive foul on Estill County. I think. Yes. Bath County will take this thing over. It's a push.
Oh, they're going to call a push
and
on Brashear.
Switched it. Okay. So it's on Brashear. The official pointed the other way, and looked like he gave an Estill County number. But
initially he did.
Okay.
But the other one came and overruled it.
And here is a hook shot, up and good, and one for Mr. Peyton Rydell. He stands 6'3", and he's listed 185. As he will get a chance for a three-point play opportunity.
I call Oscar Meyer.
48-20, 5 minutes to go in the third. Bath County trying to break some pressure here. Robinson gets it up to Sorrell.
Oh, had a three. Bowling wide open down low.
Well, he had a shot too, did Taylen. Bowling puts it up, no good. Gets his board, puts it up, no good. Sorrell with the rebound. Back in with three opportunities on this possession. 4:40 to go here in this third quarter. 48-20. Over on the left wing with the basketballs, Robinson picks up his dribble, needs some help. Inside to Bowling. Hook shots up and good.
That Kenny's got to get physical. I mean, you're just getting pushed around out there.
Yep.
When you go to set a pick and you get pushed off your pick,
it says a lot about where the game is, as far as from a physicality standpoint, who's winning that battle. That's what Kenny's winning most of the battles right now, and there's a defensive foul on the floor. And it's on Bowling reaching in. And here comes the two shots, as there's the double bonus with the fifth foul of the quarter. And you're right, Todd, that'll take some getting used to. And then I'm sure there'll be some confusion with mommy and daddy in the crowd. Meemaw. So free throw number one is on its way and good by Schott. He will get a second. It is a double bonus on the fifth personal foul. 15th foul. Shot number two is good. So 50-22, 4:12 to go in the third. McCarty crosses the midcourt stripe with it. Now left side, Montana Brashear, three from the wing is good. Hand in his face. That was a big one. Sorrell ties up the ball handler in the backcourt. What a battle for the basketball. Sorrell helps Brown up. Todd, there's not a nicer guy on this floor than Damon Sorrell. He's an open competitor. What's the call? They're having the question on whose possession is out of the jump. And it is Estill Ball. And I think Taylor knew that, but he jumped up and was going to try to take it for his team. So we got a timeout on the floor. Todd will keep this in there. 3:50 to go in the third. 25-point ball game. Halftime. But wanted Bath County to come out with some fight. We've seen the fight. We just haven't seen the execution. And Estill County's still executing. So that's why we still got a 25-point ball game after a big halftime deficit.
Yeah, and, you know, Bath County's cleaned some things up. I mean, they look a little bit better than they did. They've already put up more points in the third quarter than they did in the whole first half. They're getting better looks. They're getting better cuts. But, you know, they're still doing some silly mistakes. Now, granted, it's preseason. It's early season. Mm-hmm. You've got some guys that have played together, but they haven't played together game-wise in a couple of years. So you kind of get that. You've got a couple of guys that's still trying to get some basketball legs under them. You know, they've played football, or they've been, you know, doing baseball for the last couple of weeks. I mean, you've got that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You've got to get these guys just kind of ready for basketball. And they're looking better. I see a lot of bright.
Well, and this is not a cupcake for your opening matchup. And, you know, when you bring in a team that's good enough to win the 14th region, to play them on your home floor in front of your fans, when you're still trying to get your roster lined out, you're going to have some growing pains. As Bath County steps in a passing lane and Sorrell steals it, he takes it up the floor. They get it to Robinson via Brashear. Now top the table, his three is on its way and good.
7 points in this third quarter, 10 for the night.
50-28. Bath County's going to need that from Taylor every game. Just get an open three. You've got to take it. You can't give it up. You've got to take it. Shot takes it in. He's a shot up and good. Gets around three different defenders. Bath County just tardy in helping. And that's the things that make coaches go gray first and ball second. Out top of the ball is Brashear. Gets it to Robinson. Chase needs some help. Turnaround shot's up, no good. Ball hits the deck. He gets his own board. Shot's on its way. No good. Rebound on the play by Brown. Back the other way is the engineer, so he double dribbled with it. Three substitutions coming in for the Cats is Eli Bradley back in, Braden Roussis, Jay Smith back in, replacing Allen Bowling, Chase Robinson, and Eli McCarty.
They need the Darius Miller Jace right now. They need to hide him on defense.
Right. Kind of standing back there and, you know, he didn't want to pick up that fifth foul, obviously, at this juncture of the game.
And you know, no disrespect. Darius Miller was a great player over at Mason County, but that was the one knock that they always had. They didn't know how he played defense until he got to Kentucky because he never had to play it because to keep him out of foul trouble, they literally would hide him.
True. And it's like that with a lot of players, and you don't see a lot of good high school defensive matchups one-on-one because of foul trouble. Two guys can foul each other out and not be a factor in the end of the game. Brashear has it, kicks it over to Smith on a wing. You got to be careful of that offensive foul of your Jace. There's a three-point attempt by Sorrell. It's up and no good. Rebound on the play by Estill County. Smith stayed out of harm's way and then we'll pick up that fifth one. Shots inside, no good by Rydell. Shots put back up, no good by Rydell. Rebound on the play by the Cats. Eli Bradley is fouled. And that's the 14th foul on Estill County. So 1:52 to go here in the third, 52-28. Wildcats walk it up here with Sorrell. Gives it left side to Brashear. Now to Smith at the elbow. Now right side to Montana. Step back jumper from 15 is bouncing, no good. Bruce's flies in and deflects it out of bounds. It's going to be Estill County basketball. So Bethany trying to crash, but not getting anything on the offensive glass. There's a long pass up the floor. Rydell catches and lays it in. A lot of contact there with Roosis. And he fought right through it, did Rydell, and scores. 54-28, 1:20 to go here in this third quarter of play. Leads back at 26. Pass over on the right-hand side of the floor to Roosis, down the corner to Smith, back out to Bradley. Eli gives it up to Taylen Saul. Looks to take his guy and does. Shots up for 15, no good. Rebound Rydell. Into the hands of Maybriar. Over to Schott. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound the play. Taylen Sorrell. That's going to go 3-on-2. They take it. Sorrell decides to back it back out and lay down some troops. Sorrell gives it up to Brashear. 3 is no good. Rebound on the play by Brown. Estill County moving right to left now. Still swiftly just trying to get it up and down the floor. Maybriar catches it, misses a shot. Rebound on the play by Bradley. Bradley gave Bethany some really good JV minutes. He kicks it over to Taylen. Over on the wing, back to Bradley. His 3 top of the keys on its way. No good. As Jake Smith hits the floor. Gets up a little gingerly. Been battling an ankle injury as it is. And he makes it back to the other end of the floor. So substitutions for Estill County as they get a new wave in. Rose has been quiet in this third quarter, but, man, he's had a good game. He's the one kid on this roster that you just look at him and you say, he's dangerous. He's scored 40. And back then he knew that, and we've really put a defensive emphasis on him. But he's still getting his as Roos just gets it on a miss. Good effort down low by Braden as he's battling Rydell for rebounds. It's a tie ball situation. Back then he'll get it. So 4.5 seconds to go here in this third quarter. 3, 2, Brashear needs to shoot it right there. There's a shot that's up, and good by Sorrell, and it counts. The clock was slow to get started, but hey, we'll take it. And you're down this many. It's 54-31 after three quarters of play here in Owingsville. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bath County Basketball.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Final 8 minutes from Bath County High School. 54-31 all Estill County here in this contest. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. This is the home opener for the boys. The girls won last night. Wildcats just looking to get this thing back to a respectable level here in this fourth quarter of play. And Todd, it's not going to get any easier this weekend. East Carter returning everybody. That's a team that's loaded That's our EKC draw. You remember that game last year? It took a Zach Otis 32-footer to win it. As Bethany back on defense, Rydell takes it in, lays it up. Got right around the Roosters to score.
That actually was a great fake because he faked like he's going to hand it off. Bethany bit, and just almost like the quarterback. Over by, just like a quarterback faking the handoff. He turns and lays it up and in.
As Bath County's Brashear dribbled off his leg. I mean, he was being, you know, defended very well at midcourt. And just sort of mishandled the ball, and it goes over and back. And that's a turnover to Estill County as the Engineers wearing those black jerseys will take it over with 7.5 to go in this ballgame. Shot has it, Tyler the key, fakes the three, goes over to the left-hand side of the floor. It's into the hands of Beckler. Now they keep moving it around. Arvin has it. Looking for Rydell. You know, he got a little grab out on the floor. And that was going to be on Roosters. So Eli McCarty returns to the lineup, replacing Montana Brashear. There's a pass to the corner. They get it down low to Rydell, lays it up in the end. That's too easy.
And in front of Jace, they couldn't do anything.
Right. But it was how he got there so easy, you know, to the post. As they move it to Bradley, he gives it up left wing to Smith. Jace in the paint, kicks it over to Eli. Three-point shot is up. And they're going to call Jason's fifth foul and an offensive foul. So very little contact there. I thought it was an awkward charge. Nonetheless, it's Jason's fifth foul. And Alan Bowling's going to replace him at 6:53 in the ballgame.
Well, what you give up in three-point and shooting, you probably gain a little bit in just strength.
Right, but I'm going to be honest with you, the way this game has played out, SLK is really not being physical with us in the post. They're being physical out around the perimeter. As there's a missed shot inside by Estill County. Beth Kenny Starr will take it coast to coast, lay it up. No good. He's fouled. He'll get two. But just the physicality with the ball handlers, the physicality, the people splitting the lanes, and their ability to turn defense into offense and our inability to get back on defense has been the difference in this ball game, and it's really kept Beth Kenny from playing catch-up mode and getting any closer. Taylor's free throw is good. He will get a second. And, you know, as we revisit our I recovered opening arguments, you know, Todd talked about turning it over. We turned it over too many times. Where are we going to go when we get an offensive bind? You know, we're still asking those questions. You know, Todd, we act like we've been doing this about 23 or 4 years. I don't know. But,
I mean, I know I didn't do as much preparation as Davey Moore did last night.
Well, he's coach, man. He's still coaching. And, you know, that's what he's thinking. This here is a fall-away shot that's good for Rose, and that makes a 60-33 game. But, you know, we knew what we had on the rosters. You know, you knew Estill County's returning, you know, all except 17 points out of their lineup, and Bath County's, you know, missing 30. As there is a travel on a layup attempt by Estill County.
I mean, you get what, a step and a half, and he took four? Yep.
He had three steps, and there, yeah, like you said, maybe four.
Of course, that's kind of crazy. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yes. Bradley will come back the other way to the basketball as he gets it to Robinson. Back to Talen. Jumper from 15 is good. 60-35, 5.5 to go here this fourth quarter. Wildcats back on defense. And there's a nice job of reaching in, deflecting a pass, getting a steal. As Sauer comes back the other way, and Bowling tries to sort of get out of his way and let Taylor have a shot. and the defense steps in and knocks away. Is Bradley will trigger, 5:23 to go here in this fourth quarter. Robinson open on a little cut play. Nice job out of bounds, making it 60-37.
I ain't going to lie. I thought, what's he doing? He just keeps running in circles. It worked.
You talking about these two kids in front of us or?
Get off my lawn. Robinson there. He was like, he just kept running around.
Get off my toes. Not my lawn. Just my toes. That's all I want. As we move it back around to the top of the key. I just celebrated the 43rd birthday, Todd. I can complain about little kids. As here is a timeout by the Esther County coaching staff. Todd, it's a 30. We'll keep it here. You know, early season, we've been here before. You know, you've had teams that were struggling, you know, for their identity. And right now, Bath County's trying to get, you know, we're just trying to figure out who we are as an offense. And, you know, the team's practiced a lot. And, you know, we've played together quite a bit. But when it comes down to it, the execution has just not been there in this one. Now, when you've got the tough schedule, you know, you don't have Chaminade or some of these teams as cupcakes early. You're going from Estill to East Carter. And then I know there's a date with Round County fairly early in the season. You know, it's just not going to get any easier.
I mean, you go Estill East. You've got Raceland. And then you're going to have somebody in that EKC tournament because there's going to be a loser side of it.
Yeah, they can play. They're all good. Everybody in that EKC.
And then
good.
You come up on December the 12th, a Friday, you're going to take on Fleming County. At Fleming. Then you turn and you're going to play Menifee on that Monday. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have a district game on a Friday and a Monday.
Yep. And Menifee's good.
Exactly.
They've got maybe the best player in our district. So, you know, I don't know. It's going to be a battle for this team to sort of not only find that identity and work on that chemistry and be able to win ball games as well.
This Estill County team, I'll tell you what, it would shock me if they don't make a lot of noise in the tent. Just as hard as they play, how much they move with and without the basketball. It just fundamentally sounds.
Yep.
They clean up a few of these mistakes they've had. They're going to be a tough out for anybody.
Well, and, you know, one of the things that's really special with them is all five of them run the floor well, all five of them handle it, all five of them can defend your guards. As there's a three-point shot that's no good, they returned all their rebounders from last year. I think they returned like 24 rebounds a game. Here's a three from Sorrell in transition, and it's good. 60-40, 3:52 to go. But, you know, their ability to cut, they all have good hands. Rydell catches it in the middle, as well as any big guy that you're going to see. And then, you know, Cheney's a good point guard. You know, also playing the guard spot out there is Schott and Arvin. Both those two guys handle the ball extremely well. And then you've got Maybrier, who's a shooter. He hit 58 threes a year ago. And, you know, he's back, and he's a good defender. And I didn't mention Rose, their best player, at 6'4", 170. And most of those guys are seniors or juniors. So they got experience. They got ability. So a good team came into Owingsville tonight and mopped the floor with us. But that's not to say that these two teams were to meet again. It could be a much closer ball game because Bathgate's got some stuff that's got to work on. And it's mostly chemistry-related and things that can be fixed. As here's an out-of-bounds call, Wildcats will take over the possession on the Estill County turnover. And they haven't turned it over many times. I bet they have less than eight. And it's just been a lot of execution. Sorrell out top with it. He's being picked up man-to-man out there by Arvin. And that's going to be an Estill County foul on Rose. Bradley looks to trigger. Gets it into Bowling. Has it taken away from him.
Rose better watch out, Bradley. All right.
Got three guys on him. So 3:08 to go.
Bowling the tackling. He takes off running like he did there.
Bath County will trigger it in. Or excuse me, Estill County will trigger in. Bath County on defense. backing his guy inside shot. He's taking McCarty one-on-one, and he draws a foul. He was all about getting those free throws, and he took it down there and drew them. So 2:57 to go. It's still a 20-point ball game. Shot number one is good. He will get a second. Bashford in the game for Bath County. So 2:57 to go. One more free throw here for the Estill County guard. He's got it in as well. 62-40. Bradley walks up the floor for Bath County. Defense doesn't pick him up. They give him a three. He knocks it down from the top of the key. Bradley had a very good JV game. And here is a layup that's missed by Estill County shot. Back the other way is Sorrell. He gives it over to Bashford. Three is up, no good. Rebound put back in by Robinson. And here's a coast-to-coast layup that's no good by a shot, but he will go to the line for two free throws. Fox at 220 now. So Bath County looking to make another sub here at the next horn. Free throw is no good. He will get a second. So he misses the first one. He will get a second. Grigsby. So Grigsby in for Bath County with 2:20 to go. Making one or two is shot. 63-45. 2:20 to go. Walking it up here is Bradley. So you got Bradley, Sorrell, Grigsby, Robinson.
Zach Grigsby, that's Seth's younger brother.
Gotcha. He looks a lot like him. Here's a take by Bowling. He misses a shot. But he's going to have an opportunity for a couple free throws. But Todd, you can tell he really hit the weight room hard. I know he had a good year in football. Returning kickoffs and interceptions for touchdowns. And seems like every broadcast I turn in with you and Rob and Rich. Mr. Bowling was doing good things. He misses the first one. He will get a second.
He was the ultimate utility player for us.
Took a few snaps at quarterback, I heard, and he was a fullback, just catching passes. Willing blocker, good tackler.
Him and McCoy had a little gimmick. McCoy would onside kick it. Bowling would just streak down the sideline, and by the time it would hit the 10-yard mark, it popped straight up. Bowling was the only guy there, and he just snatched it out of the air.
Yep.
Got four or five of those.
As there's a nice take to the basket by Schott. Make it 65-46. That's the head cut to 17. As there's a nice take. Up and in by Bradley. He's had a pretty good game here. A minute and a half to go here in this fourth and final quarter from Owingsville.
Bradley, I believe, only a sophomore.
Yep. There's another layup with Schott getting around his guy and scoring. And so we got a substitution timeout. As it looks like Cooper Cox is coming into the game. And Bashford comes back in as well, replacing Robinson and Sorrell.
That's a slow rolling their players out on the floor.
That's six out there now. That's seven. That's now, seven. Now they're down to five, so I think we're good. 1:16 to go in this one. 67-48.
Glad it wasn't a group here.
Let's see if they pass to the post to Bashford. We got a tie ball situation. And it's going to be Bath County basketball with 106. Really all over except the final score. As Isaac Urey up off the Bath County bench, he'll replace Boland. So Bath County with some youngsters in the game. Under Bashford's junior. Bradley looking to trigger. Needs too quick. He gets it into Cox. Now back to Bradley. He's going to try to get a shot off here. Kicks it over. Three-point shot. Grigsby's up and no good. Rebound pulled out of there strongly by Estill County. As they give it up on the right-hand side of the floor into the hands of Breininger. There's a three-point shot top of the key that is no good. That shot's missed by Drake. And 35 seconds back, kind of gets the board. Cox got it into the hands of Bradley. Eli kicks it out top of the key to Grigsby. Now to Cox. Now to Urey. And they look into the post. Nice catch by Cox, and he's double-teamed, and he's fouled, and he gets a free throw. So two shots here for Cooper Cox with 21 seconds to go. Shot number one is good. He will get a second.
He's going to get a second whether they made it or not.
After shooting, yep. And this one's no good. 20 seconds to go. Clock's ticking down. 67-49. See if Estill County goes for another hoop. We're going to hope not. And as that will be your final score. The clock ticks down to zero here in Owingsville. Final score, 67-49. And Bath County's going to fall to 0-1 here on this early season. Estill County's going to improve to 1-0. And so we're going to head back to the studio for a couple minutes as Todd gets us some stats together. Bath County falls big at home here in the opener. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball on WKCA.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lake, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director at 683-2871.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Final score from Owingsville, 67-49, as Bath County falls to Estill County here on opening night. As the boys just could not get it going offensively, we could not string together the stops. really required there to finish out this ball game and to get in the victory column. And Todd, the stats are not going to be pretty. You know, we didn't expect this team to come out and shoot lights out, but we didn't expect to struggle as mightily as we did this evening. But to be honest with you, just put something on tape because we had nothing on tape. And it really gives this team nowhere to go but up. And hopefully we can execute better offensively next time out because, hey, it's not going to get any easier with the EKC coming up. But tonight it was just a tough start here for the Cats, especially in front of the home crowd.
Absolutely. And I'm not even going to do the shooting percentages. The score's bad enough, okay?
Okay.
We're just going to leave it at that. Esselkin and Ledden scoring by Rose had 18 points, 15 points for Schott, 13 points for Roddell, 9 points for Cheney, 8 points for Mayberry, 2 points for Arvin, 2 points for Brown. A host of others played but failed to score for Estill County, as that gives them their 67. Bath County was led scoring by Sorrells, 20 points, only had 3 at the break, 17 second-half points. Only player in double digits for Bath County. 5 points for Brashear, 5 points for Smith, who fouled out of this contest, 5 points for Eli Bradley, all coming into the fourth quarter, 4 points and 5 rebounds to lead the way on the boards for Chase Robinson, 3 points, 3 boards for McCarty, 3 points, 3 boards for Braden Roussis, 1 point for Bashford, playing but failing to score was Grigsby and Yulry and Bashford. As that rounded out all of Bath County scoring. But, you know, you win some, you lose some, you play tough opponents, you better be ready to be playing tough. And Estill, very tough opponent to open up.
I thought you were going
23-24 season.
I thought you were going into song there for a minute. Yeah, you do. And, you know, the pressure that both Sorrell and Brashear are going to have put on them defensively is going to be significant throughout this whole year. And, you know, the two guys that are returning that everybody remembers, you know, those guys can score 15, they can score 20. And, you know, a lot of these people were sort of deputies to Zach last year and the year before and the year before. But now they've got to move into that role where they're the hunted. And I remember there was, and I know you recall it well, between Zach's freshman and sophomore year, he had to become the leader, both emotionally, you know, guys are going to be looking up to him, and then he had to prove it on the floor. You know, he had to become that guy that scores 20 a game, 18 a game, and it was tough, and I remember him going through some growing pains as well, moving into that from being the young freshman on a team that's a great ball player with a bright future to being the present. Well, these guys have sort of, they've had to do this a little later in their career, maybe as a junior or a senior, to take over that role that Zach just absorbed. You know, he took all the bullets. He really did. Like, they're going to guard me with 3 guys. I remember the East Carter game last year. They had 3 guys guarding him, and they still couldn't stop him. And our other guys were wide open, and we were hitting shots. So I do recall there being a point in his career where he had to become the man. And I feel like Taylor's doing that. Montana's doing that. Jay Smith, who is a very good basketball player, is looking to take on more of a role. And then you've got these other guys that we don't know a whole lot about because we haven't seen them play a lot of varsity, but they have to move into that role as well. And hopefully they can do it sooner than later. You know, Coach Perry is the coach to get it out of them. I mean, you've seen him. You've seen his product. You know, he puts out a very good program, and he has a very good team. He coaches these guys extremely hard. He's tough on them. And he's going to get the most out of his teams. And by the end of the year, I guarantee you, this team's going to be playing good basketball. But in the interim, how are things going to go down? Is Bath County going to be able to, you know, win some close ball games? Are we going to be able to win some of these games that maybe we're not going to be favored now? And, you know, is our roster going to look different next week? You know, there's a lot of questions to be answered. And it all comes down to coaching. And I feel like that Coach Perry can get the job done. But right now, it's just we're in a transition period. This is our third coach in 3 years. This is our third system in 3 years. It's our third really, really good coach that we're trying to switch to another system. So it's going to take a little time, and hopefully tonight was just a blip and a bump in the road, and everything will be okay going forward.
I believe so, but, you know, this is a Bath County team. You know, the expectations are high.
And they're going to be high every season just because of the level they've been playing at over the last, you know, 4 or 5 seasons. So not an easy district. When you look at your Cat's Paws rankings, I talked about it on the girls' side last night, in the top 10, actually in the top 8, all 4 teams were listed.
Mm-hmm.
The 61st district.
Yep.
On the boys' side of things, 3 of the top 10 are the 61st district. That's 10 teams. There's 4 districts. Mm-hmm. My math says that that's a pretty tough district.
It does.
On both sides. And, you know, say what you will, some of those other districts have a couple of teams, at least one, sometimes two, that you just kind of write off.
Right.
And Bath County, unfortunately, we don't have that. There's not a team that you can just say, well, you know, that's an easy win. We just don't have that. As Coach Perry's making his way up here, we'll take a 30-second timeout, allowing Tom to get over and get his headsets on as you're listening to Bath County Wildcat Wrap-Up. We'll be back here in just 30 seconds right here on WKCA.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Welcome back as our postgame show continues here on WKCA, joined by Coach Matthew Perry. Coach, it's a tough one, and a good opponent came into our gymnasium this evening. You know, they didn't lose a whole lot off last year's roster. They played extremely well together. Just talk about tonight's performance in your first game here as head coach.
Well, let me first say this. Basketball is a process. Every bit of this is a process. You're not going to change. You're not going to change the culture. You're not going to change the defensive scheme in 27 days.
Right.
I know that. I understand that. I've been there. I've done this for a long time. My thing is this: playing hard and playing with effort and energy is something that is controlled by your kids.
Yep.
You know, I can't control the score. I can't control how many shots you're going to shoot. I can't control where your shots are going to come from. But what I can control is myself, the effort and the attentiveness and the alertness of playing all out. And that's the one thing that we've tried to emphasize to this group since we've been here. No, you know, the scoreboard doesn't reflect what I would like it to have shown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm disappointed in myself because, one, I feel like I should be able to change this in 27 days, but that's not going to happen. A leopard doesn't change its spots. I know that. But, you know, you're coming off of losing Zach Otis, all-time leading scorer in school history. You've got talent here, but they've got to collectively come together as a group and be willing to care and share and don't care who gets the credit and play defense and do the little things. Because if you don't do those things, you're going to see this happen more frequently. And I don't want that to happen. You know, I just want these kids to buy in, do what I ask of them, and give the effort that is desired and needed on a nightly basis.
Well, and I know you're a film guy, and just being able to get a game on film has got to be something that you can use and learn from. And I know this is one you may want to throw away, but this early part of this year, it's a process. And, you know, we've had 3 different coaches in 3 years. And like you talked about, a lot of these guys have been in different systems, and we know your track record, and we know that you can get there. But like you said, it's your job to think you can get it done in 27 days. I mean, that's what you got to do. I understand it.
I mean, I pushed and demanded, and I have, you know, emphasized being on the helpline, changing the scheme, being more defensively man-oriented, trying to make sure these guys don't get beat by a face cut. We got face cut. We trailed all night. That's being alert. You know, I'm a big defensive-minded guy for 20 years. My mindset is be aggressive, alert, and act. Sometimes we're not alert, and sometimes we sure don't act. We're a step slow. You know, they're skipping the ball. We're letting them catch it before we move. It's just a mindset of getting to where you do those things in a habit-forming nature.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, season's not won and lost on one game. like I said, I've been here before. You know, I've had teams that were struggling early. By the end of the year, they were 100% better. And that's what our goal is, to get better by the time February rolls around, be clicking and playing our best basketball. Hopefully we can look back on this game and say, look how far we've come. Mm-hmm. And you go back to the summer when I first took over here, how far have we come from there to here? I thought we had made leaps and bounds with the Harlan County performance, Harlan County Central performance, and then the Knott County performance. And then tonight we just come out and we're just not alert. And, you know, we got took behind the woodshed. And sometimes you get taken behind woodshed, it ain't fun. So you got to go back to the drawing board and collectively come in here, buy in, be willing to sacrifice and do what is asked to try to put yourself in a position to win.
Well, and when you get took behind the woodshed, you want to learn from it.
Well, yeah, you're right. And like I said, you know, there were spurts where we played really hard. Agreed. But there were spurts where we didn't play hard. And you can't have a performance like that. For 32 minutes, you got to come in here, lay it on the line, and play your guts out. Play so hard that you beg me to take you out. Instead of just running up and down the floor and mistaking activity for achievement, we do that a lot. You know, I've had teams that have done that. You know, you're running up and down the floor, you're not getting anything accomplished other than, you know, we're getting scored on repetitively. How many times did we give up a long pass where they make a pass because we're not guarding somebody, and then they make a pass and just lay it in? It's too easy. It's too easy. You know, you're sitting over there as a coach going, you know, this shouldn't be happening. But as I said, 27 days, you know, I feel like I'm under a lot of pressure. I want this program to go where it's never been since 1977, and I realize that it's not going to be done overnight. But these kids have to be willing to buy in. Yep. and do those things on a daily basis with 100% commitment and 100% effort.
Coach, it's Saturday. We play EKC. You know, that's always a competitive thing. And last year we drew East Carter as well. And, you know, they return a lot of players. And we're going to have a similar game to this one. And we've got to bring that fight. And I know
Well, there's no excuse for not bringing fight.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can come up here and sugarcoat it all
right.
All you want me to.
Right.
But, you know, I'm a hard-nosed competitor. I'm competitive. I like to win. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't come down here to have this happen. I came down here with the opportunity to try to collectively get you where you've never gone. And for that to happen, these kids have to be willing to realize that even though they've lost some pieces, they're good enough. They got to believe in themselves, believe in the system, trust what they're doing, and put it all on the line.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming up.
Well, I appreciate you guys doing this. And hopefully, like I said, hopefully we can continue to make strides and improve. And like I said, it's week to week, month to month. The season's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
Coach will be here through it all. That's Coach Matthew Perry.
Thank you.
Yes, Bath County falls tonight by a score of 67-49. Bath County 0-1 on the season. Bath County... we talked about winning 16 games last year. Bath County going 16-14. They lost to a 20-win Estill County team from a year ago. Estill County 1-0 with their first game of the season. Todd, we'll quickly get through our post-game accolades here as far as our R.L. Cottle Construction Company. Offensive player of the game, who you got?
Phelan Sarl, 20 points, 17 of those in the second half. Really came up. He showed his leadership. He had to step up and show him, let's go, let's get this going. And was able to really kind of spur Bath County. Most of those, 10 of those, were in that third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So really tried to pick up the load for the Cats here tonight.
As far as our Schwartz's Mowing Unsung Hero, brought to you by Schwartz's Mowing, who are you thinking on that?
You know, the kid came in, played good in the JV game, didn't hurt anybody. He was in there in the first half as well. Eli Bradley,
yep.
Kind of an unknown to us, didn't really know what to expect, what we're going to see out of him. Really did a good job. He picked up 5 points in that fourth quarter, had 2 rebounds in the third quarter, ended up with 3 rebounds for the night, or 5 rebounds for the night, had 2 in that first half. Really didn't hurt the Cats none, but you know, a couple of unsungs there. You know, just the kids coming in the mop-up time. I really thought that all of them played hard and really tried to get in and tried to earn them some minutes. But Bradley, with his play, especially there, spilling some of the Bath County players due to some foul issues.
Yep.
Really might earn him a couple extra minutes.
I absolutely agree, and he's going to give his team some valuable minutes going forward. As far as our Downtown Athletic Club Defensive Player of the Game, what you thinking there?
Well, you know, there was a couple of kids that I really thought had some tough assignments, and you know, I really like the play of Chase Robinson. He did a lot of his damage in getting his rebounds on the defensive side of things to kind of get it going. He ended up leading the team with 5 rebounds, got 4 points. One of those was a rebound and putback. But in that second quarter when Smith had to go out with his foul trouble, really kind of leading on Chase a little bit there. I liked him defensively tonight. He was one of those that we had to really use just his body getting in there and getting some space taken up.
Is our Ira Kilburn final verdict. You know, Ty and I talked about handling the basketball. You know, who's going to take those pressure shots when you get in the bind and need them? I think those are questions that still need to be answered. And this team can do that. And it's going to be a process. And, you know, we found out tonight that, you know, as a fan base, you got to be patient. And we've been here before. In other sports, we've been here with our boys basketball program. It's not unfamiliar territory, but it gives us a baseline to shoot from. And this is where we really have nowhere to go but up. As Bath County falls by a score 67-49 to a very good Estill County team. But once again, it is a tough loss to begin the season here at home. As that's going to wrap up our broadcast here from Owingsville, we'd like to thank Cannon back to the studio, all of our sponsors, listeners, for making this broadcast possible.
For Patrick Armitage, I'm Todd Waits.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. So long. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.